Yes, many thanks, Miles. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett have retained their crown. They've won the Donegal International Rally, and it was another thrilling event over 3 days. Huge crowds now on their way to the Mount Errigal Hotel, where the finishing ramp is. And there is a plenty of traffic congestion, so do be warned. In the end, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett having a margin of 1 minute 54.2 seconds. Plenty of drama just before the last stage, because on Atlantic Drive, second time round, well, Donna Kelly and Connor Foley, who at some times today, well, it looks as if it could have been their year. It looks as if they maybe were going to win the rally, but they hit a bump. They had repairs after the end of that 19th stage, but subsequently withdrew, and that really more or less handed the rally over to Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, who just really had to get round Glenn. As you have mentioned earlier, the rest of the top 10, let's have a brief look at it. Alistair Fisher then, and Gordon Noble in the Ford Fiesta R5. They had some great runs today, particularly this morning, and so they finished second overall, 1 minute 54.2 seconds behind Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy and the Subaru Impreza, third overall for them, 6.9 seconds behind Fisher. Fisher finishing strongly. Sam Moffat, who came into this rally as leader of the Tarmac Championship, well, along with Carl Atkinson, he had a couple of scares today, finishing up fourth, some 33.8 seconds back behind Jennings and Kennedy in his Ford Fiesta R5, and the top five completed by another Moffat, Josh Moffat, along with James Fulton in the Ford Fiesta. They were 1 minute 15 seconds behind Sam Moffat, and a full 3 minutes 50 seconds behind the winner, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. Just to recap on the rest of the top 10, Porrick Duffy and Kevin Glynn 6th, Callum Devine and Brian Hoy in 7th, so they win Class 2. Stuart Biggerstaff and Anthony Nestor finishing strongly, they ended up 8 overall and win Class 7. And Marty Gallagher and Dino Sullivan in the Peugeot 208 R2, they're off to Belgium tomorrow, 9th overall for them, 2nd in Class 2. And Caitlin McCourt from Tyrone with Stephen O'Hallion in the Mitsubishi Evo 9. Well, they won Group N in 10th overall. In the National, the big story there, Damien Gallagher and Mack Walsh, after years of trying and heartbreak, well, they're celebrating tonight in the Ford Escort Mark II. 42.8 seconds, the margin of victory for them in the end, over the milkman Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy in the trusty Toyota Starlet rear-wheel drive. They had an epic drive, but it's Damien who's celebrating. Damien Gallagher wins the National. Declan Gallagher second. Ryan Loughran, with Donegal man Gareth Doherty on board doing the notes, was third overall in the Escort Mark II, some 41 seconds behind. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan in fourth. Vivian Hamill and Andrew Grennan getting up for fifth. And the top ten completed by Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill in sixth. Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty in 7th, John Boner and Leon Jordan in 8th, Peter Wilson and Brendan McElhinney in 9th. They were all in Ford Escorts Mark IIs, and 10th, Michael Carbon and Connor Mohan in a Mitsubishi Evo 4. There'll be huge crowds at the Mount Errigal. The finishing ramp, well, the scheduled time for Manus Kelly there is 6 o'clock. I suspect it might run a few minutes late, but there will be joyous scenes. And of course, many other battles amongst the competitors down the field, that'll all come to light. We're still just processing the unofficial results, but the headline news is Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett have retained their crown. They've won the Donegal International Rally in the Subaru Impreza by 1 minute 54.2 seconds from Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble, and Damien Gallagher and Mack Walsh in the Ford Escort Mark II are the national champions in the Donegal Rally.